Good. Entertained motion to come out of recess back into public hearings.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will, yes, we're now back in public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At this time, I'll read the rules of procedure for our zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give a statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there's no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another point or topic. Remember, it is the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the council hearing, council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the commission's recommendations to the council for a period of 5 calendar days following the commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both council and commission hearings. The first case today, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2317, Mr. Boyhouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for a sign and vehicle graphics business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.34 acres more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Wolf Neck Road, which is Sussex County Route 270, west of the intersection of Wolf Neck Road, which is County Route 270, and Munchie Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 270A. The 911 address is 35583 Wolf Neck Road, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 340.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of a letter received from the applicant. We have a copy of the staff analysis. I would note we received two letters of support for the application and one mail return. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 27th of this year, and at the meeting of February 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application, subject to the seven reasons and subject to the 11 recommended conditions as outlined within the Commission's motion. And Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from Council? If not, is the applicant here? Would you like to come forward, please? And be sure and give us your name and home address before you start.
Good afternoon, Council. William Martin. My home address is 27 Lighthouse Drive, Rehoboth, Delaware.
Do you want to explain to us what you're planning to do, and also if you've seen what the planning and zoning recommended, if you're okay with their conditions?
Yes. So we have my site plan up. So would like to take the pre-existing building and turn that into office and production space. We'd have to move the driveway to widen it according to, I think, DLDOT. I'd have two parking, customer parking spots up front, limited, and then a few in the back before the storage buildings. We plan on doing business, I think our hours now are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, actually 9 to 4 on Friday. I wouldn't look for any weekend hours. Signage, talking to planning and zoning, we requested just one on the building sign. I think they granted up to 32, yes, sir.
Is that good enough?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's sufficient. I don't really want too much out there. The only question that I had, according to the planning and zoning recommendations that I saw, was the interconnectivity between adjoining lots. Being that it is a narrow lot, and with that site plan, I wasn't sure exactly what that means or where they would go.
I asked Mr. Whitehouse about it this morning, and do you want to answer him? Or?
Sure, if I can assist. So where you have commercially zoned parcels adjoining an application site, it's actually a requirement that you interconnect them. Where you have non-commercially zoned parcels, the Commission will often seek to explore whether it's possible to have commercial interconnectivity. And what this means in a nutshell is that if an adjoining parcel were to come forward for a commercial use or activity, the ultimate intent is that anyone entering the site by vehicle has the ability to access the adjoining commercial use without having to go back onto a numbered road, i.e. having to go back in and turn and turn and turn. They just interconnect through the two properties, and normally that's achieved either through a physical stub road to the property boundary that then someone can connect to in the future, or across access easement, or both. So,
and am I correct to put this will go back to the Planning and Zoning Commission for site plan approval, right?
Correct.
Yes,
so I think one of the questions you asked me yesterday, he may or may not have to pave that until the contiguous uses change, depending on what P&Z decides.
Correct. There is a way where we could secure a cross-access easement where it doesn't require you to pave it now, but in the event that the adjoining, if a commercial use were to adjoin in the future, you'd have to connect at that point. So it wouldn't stop you using it for parking in the short term.
Okay.
But ultimately, if that adjoining property came forward, you'd then have to connect. So.
Okay.
Does
that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Did you have anything else that you would like to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Any questions from Council?
I do have a question. In condition B, it says there be no retail sales.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have some people that come up there and buy signs or buy something, correct?
So we do, yes.
Occasion.
We do have customers that 90% of it is ordered online now, email, especially with the change in things the last couple of years. Occasionally people will come in, want to place an order. I don't have retail signs ready to go. Everything we make.
I just don't want you, if somebody comes into your, into the office to order something instead of ordering online or ordering whatever, I just don't want you to be prohibited from customers coming in and making orders.
Sure.
I don't know if that's retail or not. I guess it could be considered, right?
Right.
So I would.
So you're looking at a possibility of striking that?
If someone has anything to add to it, I would say yes. I would make an amendment to strike that one, because if someone just comes into the building to buy 150 signs and order them, that could be considered retail. Am I correct?
Right. Is it, Mr. Whitehouse, is that how your office would look at that?
Correct. I mean, I guess if you look at the situation, someone came back in to buy a follow-on product, like a bulb or something for one of the lighted signs or something, that's technically you're retailing something that you bought from elsewhere.
I just don't want that to hang him up.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Not, if you'll have a seat. And is there anyone else in the room today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, will you check to see if there's anyone listening online that would like to opine on this matter?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and wants to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to speak on this matter, dial 5-star. At this time, we have no one who wishes to speak.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Okay, with council, close the public record. I think Mr. Hudson has an amendment.
I do have an amendment, and then my motion would be to strike condition B from their reasons, P and Z's recommendations and conditions.
Okay. Second.
Have motion second. Question on that motion? We're voting only on the amendment. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Hubble, yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a sign and vehicle graphics business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.34 acres more or less, as given with the reasons given by planning and zoning, numbered 1-7 with their conditions 8A through K, and as amended by this council by deleting B, which will be 8A through J.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. A question on the motion. Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes with the amendment based on the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mrs. Green.
I'll vote yes based on recommendation from Planning and Zoning with the amendment today.
Mr. Riley.
I will also vote yes based on Planning and Zoning's recommendations and conditions as amended.
Mr. Hudson.
I also vote yes based on the recommendations of Planning and Zoning as amended.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's conditions and as amended. I will vote yes. Motion carried. Conditional use 2317 is passed. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank next, you. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The next matter is change of zone number 1943. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acres more or less. The property is lying on the north side of Atlantic Avenue, that's Route 26, approximately 0.13 mile northwest of Roxana Road, which is Route 17. The 911 address is 34861 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View, and the tax parcel is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 175.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the applicant's boundary survey, a copy of the plus response, a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter that has been received from the applicants. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response. I would note we've received 0 letters in support, 0 letters in opposition, and 0 mail returns. The application was subject to a public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission at its meeting of January 27th of this year. At the meeting of February 10th of this year, the Commission recommended approval of the application for the 8 reasons as outlined in the Commission's motion. And, Mr. President, a copy of that motion, along with the draft minutes of both of those meetings, is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Ms. Price.
Thank you. Shirley Price, 34861 Atlantic Avenue, Ocean View, Delaware. I know you have a full packet. I've reviewed it online. And so I'm not going to go through the whole thing I did for planning and zoning, but we've owned that property for 41 years. Atlantic Avenue, Route 26, looks so much different then. We had an old-time liquor store next door. That was the only thing, and everything else was fields and houses. So it's changed over the years. Today, I have to my left a large liquor store with very well-lit parking lot. I'm sure that's going to a real deterrent to crime. And then on my right, I have a double-decker billboard with lights recently added. Across the street, I have 84 Lumber. And the quietest thing on my area is the funeral home, which is right next door to that. So we no longer have our highest and best use for our property. Over the years, it's been taken away. So I'm here today to ask you to give that back to us so that we can have the highest and best. I'm a realtor. I know nobody's going to buy that to live there. It's just not something people are looking for. So I would appreciate it if you would set the record straight and put us back in the red.
Okay. Did you have anything else to add?
No, that's
okay. Any questions?
If you had questions, I would answer them.
Any questions from Council?
No.
If not, you can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none. Operator, will you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely who would like to opine on this matter? Thank you, operator. Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If Council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with Council, close public record. I ask Mr. Moore read a short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 0.91 acres more or less for the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Schaefer?
I will also vote yes based on the recommendation of planning and zoning.
Mrs. Green?
I'll vote yes based on the recommendation from planning and zoning.
Mr. Riley?
I will also vote yes based on planning and zoning's recommendation.
I also agree with their reason, and or excuse me, their the reasons 1 through 8. I will vote yes. Change the zone 1943 passes. Thank everybody. Entertainment moves to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now adjourned.